Here's Pete Gilmore with Living the Gospel.
I remember one hot summer's day when I was playing paintball with a big group of friends. It was hot. It was really hot, hovering around 40 degrees. When it was finally time for a break and we got our masks off, quite cleverly they had a drink machine. At $6 a bottle, this better be one magical bottle of flavoured water. No sooner was it open than I'd drunk it down. I'll get another, I think. Again, gone just as quickly. A litre of water in about 30 seconds. Sweating profusely and clearly hydrated and now out of cash, a friend noticed me. I was starting to slump, sitting in a puddle of sweat and obviously looking like I was about to pass out. He rushed over and did the compulsory shoulder shake and said, "Hey, are you okay?" Dazed and a bit confused, I said, "Can you please get me a drink?" I ended up drinking another litre or so of water before my body temperature came down. He had exactly what I needed when I needed it. As a Christian, my heart longs not for flavoured water, but for the living water, which is Jesus. As brothers and sisters, there are times when we can't make it to the water on our own. Maybe we've been working hard for God. Maybe we've been hurt. Maybe we've slipped away and we're ashamed. When we see someone in this place, if all the living water you can carry to them is a handful, then carry a handful. If you can carry a bucket, carry a bucket. And if you can carry them to Jesus, carry them. This week, let's be mindful of our brothers and sisters. We're all in this together. God bless.